This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, The Blood Still Speaks.
Hebrews 12. Verses 19 through 25, and the sound of the trumpet and the voice of the words, which voice they had heard and treated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. Some folks just don't want to hear the word. These people heard the word and they asked, please don't give me no more word. Now, that's a mistake some people make, because when the word's coming to correct, to reprove and instruct, just as they said, the word of God is given to correct, reprove and instruct, to make the man of God thoroughly furnished, perfect, entire, lacking nothing. The word is to come to fix what's wrong with us so that we can be right and receive the full blessings of God and be entire. Now, but yet some people still say, hey, I heard that word and they entreated, please don't give me no more word. That's enough. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with the dart. God's direct command, or don't even touch it, don't even do that. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly feared and I quake. But ye are coming to Mount Zion, into the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the innumerable company of the angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the what? They're speaking of God the Father. God the Father is what? He's the judge of all. And to the spirits of just men made perfect. And Jesus the what? Another word for mediator is advocate. Another word for advocate and mediator is lawyer. God the Father is set up in Revelations as a judge. As the end times, he's set up as a judge. Jesus set up as an attorney. As your representative, he's there to fight the case for you. He is the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that blood that speaks better things than that blood of Abel. So he referenced back that in that time when Abel's blood had spoke, now Jesus' blood is going to speak, and it's got something to say. The blood of Jesus speaks of better things than Abel. This cup and this bread have something to say to you today. The blood of Jesus can speak to you, and it also can speak for you. This cup is not just, it's symbols, but it's a symbol of what? It's not just juice or wine. It's a symbol of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for the remission, the taking away of your sins, for the forgiveness of everything being taken away. Abel's blood spoke on behalf of an innocent victim for justice. It spoke and said, Father, I've been wronged by my brother. And God heard that and came down and addressed the guilty party, Cain. And Cain received his punishment to be cast out and to wander through the earth. Abel's blood spoke on behalf of an innocent victim for justice. But Jesus' blood speaks on behalf of a guilty sinner for salvation. I'm going to say that again. Abel's blood spoke on behalf of an innocent victim for justice. Abel's blood spoke on behalf of an innocent victim. But Jesus' blood speaks on behalf of a guilty sinner for his salvation. Now, that's interesting. One man was innocent, but many men are guilty. Man being gender neutral. You and I were born into sin. People don't understand that, but God is a legalistic God. And he has law and order. He does things decently in order. And he set up a system where without the shedding blood, there's no remission of sin. And they shed the blood of bulls and goats, but he says it's not fit that the shed blood of bulls and goats can take away the sin of man. It can only cover it up. It can only atone for it, but it can't take it away. It took a man to come and die. But since Adam carried the blood, the man carries the blood. I believe it's a biological, physiological fact that there's no blood in the baby from the mother. The blood comes down through the father. That's how he can type the baby and know who the father was and all this kind of stuff. So therefore, since the life of the flesh is in the blood, sin travels in the bloodline. So if we were all children of Adam, and Adam, the first Adam, as it were, sin, then we are all born of sin and born into sin. All of us. Now, it took someone who was born of a virgin, who did not have the seed of Adam, to be born sinless and to live a sinless life and to die innocent so that all these guilty folk can be redeemed. Amen. If you don't believe in the virgin birth, you throw it all out. You throw it all out. There had to be a virgin birth. Oh, why did God do that? It's fancy translators put that in there. Some, oh, there were other religions that had that and somebody wrote the Bible and threw it in there. No, it had to be in there. It's the truth. He had to be born without that sin because you are born into sin when you're born of the seed of Adam, which every human being is born of the seed of Adam. Jesus was not born of the seed of Adam. He was born as the Holy Ghost came and overshadowed Mary, and she conceived. She gave birth to a child but yet did not know a man. It was a virgin birth, and it had to be a virgin birth for that purpose because Jesus and him and his righteousness and the price he paid, all sin was not just covered up. It was taken away. And as many as receive him by faith, he gave them the power to be saved, to be made whole, and no longer have over their head that guilt. Now, again, Abel's blood spoke on behalf of an innocent victim, but Jesus' blood spoke on behalf of a guilty sinner for salvation. It's important that the blood speak for you because there are many things in this universe speaking against you. Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living. It was a virgin birth, and it had to be a virgin birth for that purpose because Jesus and him and his righteousness and the price he paid, all sin was not just covered up, it was taken away. And as many as receive him by faith, he gave them the power to be saved, to be made whole, and no longer have over their head that guilt. Now, again, Abel's blood spoke on behalf of an innocent victim, but Jesus' blood spoke on behalf of a guilty sinner for salvation. It's important that the blood speak for you because there are many things in this universe speaking against you. Adam's transgressions speak against you because you have his blood. Your own sins, the sins you committed yourself, speak against you. The law of sin and death itself, which God established, is speaking against you. Satan, the accuser, is speaking against you. Now, with these things in mind, I want you to use your imagination and I want you to attend with me a courtroom, a trial. And I wish I had a picture of a trial, a courtroom to put up there, but I want you to imagine in court and you're the one on trial and you know you're guilty. And here's the courtroom. You look up and there's a big wooden bench up there and there's a judge sitting there, a righteous, holy judge, and he's sitting there with his robe on. In judgment seat. And you look next to you and you've got your lawyer, the advocate there, and he's trying to figure out, what am I going to do? I got to get this thing straight. But you know, he's got a very confident look on his face, like he's got in control, and you're nervous in your boots because you know you're guilty. You know you did it. All of it. And you know what they've arrested you for, and you know you're guilty of it, and you're just sitting there without a prayer. But you say, the lawyer looks confident. He's like, all smiling, grinning. You're like, did I get the right lawyer? I need somebody to take this thing more serious because they talk about taking me out. The wages of sin are death. They talk about taking me out because I know I sin. And then all of a sudden, the prosecuting attorney comes in late. And he comes in with several people carrying stacks of files against you. All you did, all you thought was wrong. Every action you took was wrong. Every time you turned against God, every time you sinned. The case of Adam against you, the sin runs in your family line. And he comes and these guys come in with him and they plop down a stack of evidence against you. And you're sitting there, I think I'm in trouble. I think my goose is cooked. And your lawyer, you look at him and he's looking all confident and everything and you think he's on drugs or something. Is he crazy? He doesn't look like he's got a care in the world. He's looking all calm and relaxed. And the trial is very significant because this is your life. You're on trial. As a descendant of Adam, your descendant is on trial. The accuser of the brethren is the prosecuting attorney. And Jesus is your defense attorney. Let's look at Revelations 12, 9 through 10, and let's just see if we're drawing this picture right. Revelations 12, 9 through 10. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. This is prophetic of what's going to happen when Satan gets his comeuppance. And he's going to be cast down. But look at what they call him. He's the accuser of the brethren. And what does he do? He accuses them day and night. Satan still has access to heaven. He'll go up there just to tell on you. He'll be down here stirring up trouble with all his imps, and you go do something, he'll run up and say, look at these people. Just like he did on Job. Yeah, Job, babe, and go so-and-so. You don't have one righteous person down here. He'll run up there and say, look at Pastor Cook. See, he said, look at Sister So-and-so, look at Brother So-and-so, look at them, accusing you before God daily. See, they're not right. Why? Because he know he's going to hell, and he can't keep from going, but he wants to take as many of God's beloved people as possible. And God loves you so much, he sent his son to die for you. Even while you were yet sinners, he loved you, and he died for you. And he's for you. He's in favor of you. He's on your side. He's there for you. He's telling you, give me permission to come in your life. Receive me as your Savior. If you're born again, he's saying, get in a position where your righteousness is established. Obey me. Keep the commandments so you'll be with me in turn. Don't listen to Satan. He's lying. You can't skate through. You can't hit and miss and make it in. You got to be right. You got to be on fire. You got to be hot. And every time you miss it, Satan says, see, look what they're doing. Look what they're doing, God. And Jesus, your advocate, is still fighting the case, saying how tough it is in the flesh and believing for you and causing somebody to preach a sermon to you, causing you to hear something on the radio, causing you when you do Bible study to get something to put you back on the track because he loves you. But he knows you got your part to play. But you're sitting there in the court, guilty of sin, about to have it decided. Look at 1 John 2:1. 1 John 2:1-2. 1 John 2:1-2. That's up there too. My little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. I'm writing this stuff so you don't sin. So God's will is that you don't sin. But if any man does sin, we have an advocate. We got a lawyer. We've got a defense attorney with who? With the Father. I've got a defense attorney. And my case is with the Father, and that person is Jesus Christ the righteous. And he's the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. He paid the price for our sins. So you're sitting in the trial, you got the prosecuting attorney with all this stuff against you. You got God the Father as a judge, you got Jesus as your lawyer, and you're sitting there guilty of sin. The charges are serious. They carry with them an eternal verdict. The charges indicate that this criminal trial is also a custody battle. Who's going to get right to you? Who do you really belong to?
Today's message has been titled, The Blood Still Speaks.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
CARCOM Incorporated is a WCNO corporate sponsor serving community